This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. Oh, I've been looking forward to this one. And I told you, this is the way to start out your Monday. This band has a new album coming out, and they're ready to fight for the title, if you know what I'm saying. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs. Just like that. KUTX 98.9. Yeah, I was singing along. If you didn't think I was singing along, oh, too bad. Now, I did say Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs, but you know, today we got all the regalia on. If only you could see on the radio, we have Wild Bill and the Knockouts. And I did want to mention the new album, Fighting for the Title. I'm pretty excited to talk about all the details, but first I am going to let you know who is in the band. Aside from Mr. Wild Bill himself on the lead vocals and howling like that wolf man, we have Doug Day on the drums. Doug, brother, good to see you, man. Chris Wade on the bass. Joe Ben Clark on guitar and Marshall Hood on guitar. We have the lovely vocals of Amanda Ogden, Amy Lewis, and Ann Wade. And everybody has these fantastic loving, beautiful Houston shirts on, Bill. I want to know about that. It's like Houston strong, Houston proud. Mm.
Yeah, cool. Great community. We got them at Fine Southern Gentleman, who is donating all the proceeds to the shirts back to Hurricane Relief.
That is excellent. And they look great. And I'm like, oh, I'm old school. So I'm like, look, there's the little oil tower.
No oilers, yes.
So Fighting for the Title. Let me tell you what, first of all, you know, So the album release is on the 22nd, on Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay, so now you got the Antone Records in-store on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yes.
The release show is Friday at one of my favorite places, the ABGB, on West Old Torv. And it looks like Little Mikey and the Soda Jerks, if I can talk, are going to perform.
Yeah.
And you got Wild Bill and the gang going on at 10 p.m. You got busy, busy times coming up.
We do.
And It's been busy, busy times before that, because I'm drooling over this vinyl that you've got coming out. This is very, very special. It is a very special color, and it's designed to look a certain way. It's kind of reminiscing about some stuff that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Tell me how you hatched this wonderful, evil, beautiful plan, because this is special.
Well, the artwork is all kind of based on a Nintendo game, and the packaging is kind of, we're calling it NES vinyl.
NES vinyl.
So it's packaged in a sleeve that looks similar to the NES packaging of the 1980s, specifically a game called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out from 1987, which is near and dear to me. And we basically mocked that package, with put pictures of ourselves on it, and we had animations done like that by our friend Luke Littman.
Awesome, yeah.
And then we shot a series of videos that tells kind of the story. And speaking of hurricanes, not that we were, but our album release was affected by another hurricane, not Harvey, but Irma. And Irma kind of put us in a scheduling problem, because we had some printing being done out of Florida. But have no fear, those albums are going to show up any minute, and I did bring you an advanced copy.
No way! I feel special! Aside from all the other special presents I'm not going to get into, because it almost...
Because they're weird?
Because you can say they're weird. You can say they're weird, but I know you all. So it was kind of tear jerky for me, so thank you. And I'm excited about getting an advanced copy of the vinyl. I've been, you know, all excited about all kinds of vinyl, and I understand videos are also going to be on the way, and that's also based on the game.
Yeah, we're going to show the videos at the ABGB before we perform. There's three of them, and we're calling it the Beaten Man Trilogy, and they all tell a story of the prize fighter character, and did those with Will Martin. By the way, the album itself I produced with Chris Wade.
Yes. Yay, Chris.
Together,
Wade.
Kind of a two-man in-house thing in our living room. We all on rented gear from Rock and Roll Rentals.
Yeah.
And mixed by Jeff Henson, who is now has the Red Nova Studio and is in Duel.
Yeah.
And he's about to go to Europe, because he always goes to Europe.
Yeah, they always go to Europe. Well, he always goes to Europe, but yeah. So it's like one big family project, at least it is for me. You got everybody on here, and I'm loving it. We have Wild Bill and the Knockouts in Studio 1A. I think I got time for one more.
All right. I don't know if we do, but we'll see. This song is called Say It All. If you ever went to Flipnautics, you might have heard it. Goes out to Luke Borders, if you're listening.
Stepped on my shoes. You said it out.
leaves your heart beating. Yes, it does. Wild Bill and the Knockouts on KUTX 98.9. Say It All, and that goes out to Mr. Luke Borders. He is the one who introduced me to Wild Bill and the gang back in the Flipnotics days. Bill, I'm so happy to have you all here. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having us, Lori.
This is awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Very exciting and very excited for the new album, Fighting for the Title. Remember, you have a date with Wild Bill and the Knockouts this Friday at the ABGB for the release show. Wild Bill goes on at 10. Before that, we got Little Mikey and the Soda Jerks. They're playing as well. And if you miss out on that, don't worry. Antone's Records in-store performance Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to checking out the vinyl. It's going to be like the perfect color. And I'm losing my mind, Bill. I'm losing my mind. But you already knew that, right?
I am right there with you. And also, gray is my favorite color, too.
Holy smokes. And there you go. It's perfect. It's gray vinyl. It's gonna
the darker the better, but whatever.
The darker the better, but it's okay. It's still gray.
That's
yeah.
Right. Why aren't we rich coming up with stuff like that?
Don't worry. Give it time.
Maybe we are, and we just don't know it.
I'm working on it. I promise.
That happened to me one time.
Well, yeah, I hear you. I understand. Now, listen.
Easy come, easy go.
The release show is really, really, really awesome because they're also going to be premiering, the new videos that go along with the new music. So check them out. It's this Friday at the ABGB. Thanks again, Bill. Thank you, everybody, for performing this afternoon.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having us, and thank you for all your service to the Austin music community.
I appreciate that. I really do. Y'all are making me high just saying that. Thank you.
Probably smelling us.
Yeah, you know. Also want to say a very special thank you to the KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see all of these exclusive performances in Studio 1A on our website, kutx.org, and, of course, viewhouse.com. And big giant thank yous to our studio engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of those dudes, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo, and this is KUTX 98.9.
You're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna grab thunder. I feel like a Kentucky Fried Idiot. Stay in school, be a doctor, be a lawyer, carry a leather briefcase. Do not take sports as a profession. Getting in shape, we're getting in shape. Watch out now, cause we're getting in shape. And now we're coming home late, playing it straight. Standing back suckers cause we're getting in shape. And now we're getting in shape, we're getting in shape. Getting in shape, yeah.
Been getting in shape. I feel great, I feel like a shooting star.
And I'm ready to be Sting. Getting in shape, we're getting in shape. Getting in shape, yeah.
Been getting in shape and I feel great. I feel like a shooting star. Been getting in shape and I feel great. I feel like a shooting star.
We're smoking the spliff. It got the 12 string with the 12 string rip. Sitting on the front porch eating a ham. You better pass the peanut butter cause it's time to jam. Now we're getting in shape. We're getting in shape. Getting in shape, yeah.
We're getting in shape and I feel great. I feel like a shooting star.
Yeah.
fun. Thanks, everybody.